Good morning, Masechta Vav Metzia, Daf Nun Vav. And we're starting at the bottom of Nun Hayam with Bet. Dedicated the Shir Nishmat, when it's done in this war, the soldiers and to civilians, to all the Ptsuim, have refuah shleima, Chatufim, was missing, Rabbi Yeshua. Please God, it should be a good chag for everybody. Okay. So, Mati Rav Shesh, Rav Shesh has got a kasha on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, we said a moment ago, Rava asked a question. Like, Rava didn't ask a question. Rava says that Rabbi Elazar has got a kasha in our Mishnah. Remember what our kasha in our Mishnah was? That Trumat Maaser Shel Demai. He says, what's going on over here in the Mishnah? That Trumat Maaser of the, we brought five categories in our Mishnah, right? Where we said that the Chamisha Chum Shinhein, that there are five things that we apply Chumish to. Category one was eating Trumat Maaser of Demai, Chale and Bikurim. And four of those five were Doraitas, Chayav Mita, and the one was Demai. And Demai is a Drabanan. And what's going on over here? Through a Drabanan in Rav, that's the Rav's Kashya. Then Shmuel said, what's the reason? Because the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir made a Chizuk to Chachamim. And their things are like the Divrei Torah. He brought the case of the get. Okay? That was where we basically, and we saw Rabbi Meir is consistent. He says, Rabbi Meir says, anybody's Mishane from Madbeya of Tivuchim and Begitin, Yotzi Volad Mamza. And we see that with Gitin, he was very, very machmir of the decision of Chachamim, Vefana Nechta, Fana Nechta. And therefore, that's the proof that Rabbi Meir says that Chachamim were very strict with their takanot. So on this matter of Shash, I've got a kashya. And that's actually quite significant because we're going to see the daf, it's going to be quite amazing. Rav explained what the kashya of Rabbi Elazar was. And then he brought Shmuel's answer. Okay, now we're going to see a kashya on Shmuel's answer. Then we're going to see a kashya, and that's from Rav Sheshet. Then we're going to, Rav Yosef's going to answer that. Then we're going to have a kashya on Rav Yosef from Ravina. And then at the end of the sukkah, before the Mishnah, suddenly Abai is going to say that Rava brought Rabbi Lazar's question, which was a good question, but Shmuel's answer was a bad answer. And the whole thing's going to go down from there. Okay, so it's all tied up. This is the right place to start. Just works out that way. This is a good place to start the sugya. So now, Mati Rav Shesh, you've got a kasha of Rabbi Meir. Mechalin oto kesev al kesev, when it comes to doing chilul, to doing pidyon, right, to converting the master shem from the other. Right, so when we want to do all these things, right, so he says over here, right, talking about Maaseh Sheni now of Demai. This bright that he's quoting about Rav Sheshet is a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni Perek Bet. I'm discussing there the Chilul of Demai, Dafke Demai, which we've spoken about. It says, Mechalel in oto kesef al kesef. You can go silver to silver, Nechoshet al Nechoshet, copper to copper, kesef al Nechoshet, silver to copper, Unechoshet even on payroll. If you've got copper monies, right, you've got Prutot, you can do the Pidyon. You can do the chilul of the kedusha of Maaseh Demai onto protot, right? And then nechoshet onto fruits, onto other fruits, so long as v'yachso v'yiftet ha-peirot, as long as you do redemption again, you've got to go take the money to Yerushalayim. The story with Maaseh Sheni is as follows. Either you take up the fruits that you've got, or you do chilul onto money, take the money. But to go fruits, money, fruit on another fruit, and then take those fruits up, can't do that. So he says, as long as you take, redo chilul. So you don't know what to do at the moment. You look at your things to do. So you do chilul from that to that to that to that, you can go. Now, normally we go silver to copper. We never go copper to silver. Okay? So here we see that Rabbi Meir allows you to go the whole gamut. So this is Rav Sheshet's kashya. What do you mean, Rav Sheshet, that he gave a chizuk to Chachamim? Right, Chachamim said, no, you take the fruit, eat in Yerushalayim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So when can you go from silver onto copper? Vatna instead of shel maaseh sheni v'shel chulin shtarvu. The Mishnah, maybe I said different the other way around. We can go from copper to silver. You go from silver to copper, right? I think I said that. And this is all part of the question. Rabbi Meir allows you to go from kesef, silver, onto copper. Vatnan, we've got a Mishnah and the Mishnah Gemara quotes. It's all part of the same question. Right? This is a question of Maaseh Sheni. It's all part of Maaseh Sheni. That's why that Vav, The previous, I made a mistake. Rav Sheshit is from Demai. Rav Sheshit asks his kasha from, is a Mishnah in Demai. Right, it's all Demai. What we, in the kasha of Rav Sheshit, he quoted the brighter in the Mishnah in Demai, and now he's quoting a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. And he has the question in Maaseh Sheni. Now, you got a seller of Maaseh Sheni, Vishal Chulin Shtar Bavu, you're not sure which is which. One of them is a seller, a coin that's worth 2 shekels, remember? That's, you had done pidyon on, you'd redeemed your Maaseh Sheni onto that coin, Haladeh. And you had also had a coin which was a stomach seller, they got mixed up, 2 slaim in your box, you're not sure which is which. You got a problem, right? What do you do? So what do you do? Maviba seller, ma'ot. You bring copper coins, nechoshet coins, a value of a seller, and you put them on the table, you say like this, Omer, ko makom b'shal seller shel Maaseh Sheni, whichever one of these coins is Maaseh Sheni, mechulelet al ma'ot alalu, is mechulal on this coin of these copper coins. Then what you do is, uvoret ha'yafeh sheba, you take the nicer coin of the two, of the slaim, you now essentially have got 2 slaim, which are now void of kedusha, because the kedusha that, which was in one, I'm not sure which one it was, is now on the putot. Everybody with me? Right? And now you take the nicer coin of the two, look at Rashi, mechalel aleha ha'maot la, now you redo chilul from those copper coins onto the better coin. The better coin meaning the one that's most intact, that's less worn out, etc. Umechalelo aleha, why do you do that? Mivnei she'amru, mechalim to kesef al nechoshet medochak. Can we see over here, under special circumstances, you can go from copper to kesef. However, from silver to copper, avaloshi yikayem ken. Not that it's going to stack it forever. Ela shechozer u'mechanin al kesef. If the kedush is on the kesef, that's the ideal to go on to kesef. Now, to go from kesef to nechoshet is a kula, but you do that temporarily. So only in the meantime, until you're going to bring it back to the kesef. So what do? You got one silver coin, a seller, and another silver. One's got kedusha, one hasn't got kedusha. You neutralize the kedusha out of them onto copper to bring it back onto one of the better coins. Right? So here we see that Mishnah said you can only go from silver to copper in a shat dochak. The first Mishnah, which we quoted from Masechet Demai, said, Mechalin oto kesef al kesef, nechoshet al nechoshet, kesef al nechoshet, nechoshet al peirot, v'yachzor. That's all Rabbi Meir. So Shashi says, you tell Rabbi Meir, so machmir. This is the Mishnah in the mind. Look what it lets you do. Let you go in the direction you want. Normally, you gotta go bedochak from silver to copper and then from copper back to silver. Yeah, in this Mishnah, Meir says, do what you want. Ketani miyat, look at the kasha of the Gemara now. This is Rav Shesh's kasha. Ketani miyat, mechalin midochak. Midochak in, shlo midochak lo. And how come our Mishnah, which quoted Rabbi Meir, said you can go silver, copper, silver, copper fruits, whatever you want, but no dochak? And you're telling Rabbi Meir gives chizuk to the derabana, this old demai. Here we see Rabbi Meir says, do what you want. Everybody got the question? Question clear. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that you got it all wrong. So other Mishnah make Rabbi Meir pidyon. No, this is talking about pidyon. The Mishnah we spoke about was Chamish, when we said, Ochel Truma, and Truma and Maser and Demai. That was about eating it. When it comes to pidyon, is maker Rabbi Meir. But when it comes to eating, Machmir hu b'achilato. And our Mishnah, which we spoke about, we're talking about Achila. You're right, Rabbi Meir makes a distinction between the pidyon side of things, Chamim weren't Machmir. And the eating, when it comes to eating, because eating is like an Isur Doraita of its Truma, or if it was real Truma, or Maser, or Chala, or Bikurim, etc., it'd be Isur Doraita, Midei Shamayim. By the way, it's all Midei Shamayim, it's not Midei Ben Adam. Right? There he was Machmir with the pigeon itself, he is Maker. He brings a proof of here, Tanya, Lo Hetulim Kod Demai, Ele Lisiton Bilvad. When we are to sell Demai, if you're a wholesaler, however, a balabait, a private guy who's selling, who's not a wholesaler, bein kach uvein kach. What do you mean bein kach uvein kach? Whether he's acting as a wholesaler or a retailer. Even if he's acting as a wholesaler, doesn't matter. If he's a registered, traded, recognized wholesaler, he can sell demai. Why can he sell demai if he's a recognized wholesaler? Rashi says, yes, siton chaver lo etzrichu hu laser. If it was a chaver, right? And it was a guy we're lying, it's about Tami Chochem. He never had to take maser. Ela mochro kashru demai. He sells it as is. And anybody who buys from knows that this was the my stuff, they got to take their own trumas, their masses, bid rabbana. Shakol Yodin Shasiton Mikama Ame Aris Lokach. Everybody knows the wholesaler. What does he do? He buys out from everybody, from lots of people, and amongst them Amarazzi. Shasiton Mina Mashbin Limkor Bemida Gasa. This is his job. This is what he does. He's part of the process. He's part of the system that sells in large quantities. He buys up lots of big bulk items from all different farmers and he sells them off to the shopkeepers. And he says, Balabayit, Halokach, where he buys from Amaretz, Bain Kachu Bain, Kalkur Rashi, Bain Shebalach Zovelim Kor Bemida Gasa Dechen Vanim Kasito, where he's acting as a sito. He suddenly decides he's got a, I don't know, delusions of grandeur now. He wants to start buying up big quantities and start selling them off. Maybe not delusions, maybe visions of grandeur, I don't know. Or even if he's buying a small amount, sitting a small amount, puta, tzarich laser, kodim, shayim, get away, take maser, if he shall okeach vimenu sabu, shall be protect arzo, v'chein shehu b'chaver, machaskin oto, v'chezkat sheiser, v'em efrishin. When you're buying small from a guy, a small time buyer, I hate using the word assumptions, but you take it for granted. This guy took maser already, therefore they're not going to take maser. Guys are also, everyone has to take maser. And that is, who's that dear Rabbi Meir? And Chachamim say, no, if it's a siton, a wholesaler, or a balabait, or a private guy, we can sell, or he can give his gift, ve'eno choshesh. So what do we see over here? Rav Yosef proved over here that Rabbi Meir is not machmir when it comes to the pigeon. He's only machmir when it comes to eating. And here he says over here, Abishai Meir machmir b'achidato. The Tanya Loitrilim called the Meir listed mivad, but a bite. He has to, because we're scared you're going to end up eating food that hasn't had maaseh taken. And here he's machmir with a balabait. But we see that... Chachamim aren't. Echad tzidu echad balabait, mocher v'shuleach, they don't worry about it all. Okay. So question number one, Rabbi Lazar had a question. Just 1 second, Selwyn. You're on mute. That Rabbi Lazar had a question. Rabbi Lazar's question was, how come Rabbi Meir is so machmir on that? We said, because he doesn't mishanim matbeya al chachamim. Then Rav Sheshel asked the kasha, will we see that he's not so machmir? He allows the pigeon. So Rav Yosef said, no, he's machmir on achille, he's makil on pigeon. Yes, what's that?
What's the definition of a guy being a retailer or a wholesaler?
I don't know. Use your creativity. A guy who's a farmer, a guy who's macro or macro. What?
The different chumras for the guy who's a retailer.
Of course, right. The guy who's a private guy, we're more machmir on. Because because the idea is that you aren't buying from lots of people. And if you buy from one person, then we're relying on you, that you took it off from me. When I come to you, I expect you to have taken it off to my master. A wholesaler is buying from lots and lots of guys, doesn't know if he's buying from a chaver or not a chaver. And therefore, you've got to have the chazoka is that there's going to be demai in here, and therefore you expect to do the job. You're not doing it for himself. That's the whole idea. That's right. That's right. Okay, so now. So on that kash answer of Yosef, Ravina's got a kasha. So Mati Ravina. You're telling me over here that Rabbi Meir is makil on pigeon, but machmir on achila. I'm going to show you in a moment that he's not so makil on achila. He's not so machmir on achila, or he's not so makil on pigeon. We'll see if we can go 2 ways in a second. Mat Ravina halokeach min anachtom. Now here we've got a baker, right? Rashi adds in here anachtom ama aretz. Not a chaver, okay? We're going to see a difference between a paltar and a nachtum, okay, just now coming up. We're going to see over here a difference. And just follow me quickly while we're on the discussion of a wholesaler and a retailer. So just jump with me quickly to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down of the bottom, last seventh line of Rashi at the end. It says paltarhu. What's a paltar? It says l'inyan kikarop, and it comes eating bread, kasiton l'inyan tfua. The paltar is a wholesaler baker, right? Lokeach yor harbe u'mocheh lechen v'im v'nachtomim. And he sells to shopkeepers and to nachtomim. So you can see already here, a nachtom is like a private, like a retailer type, like a shopkeeper baker, okay? In other words, you know, you go into the shop and they've got in the back there, they're selling all the bread. So that's the guy. The wholesaler is like you go to Angel's Bakery, okay? That's the idea. Or maybe not even Angel's Bakery. I don't know. Some wholesaler who's buying up from all bakers. And he sells to the shop, like a warehouse type of idea. So this is like our private guy, like our balabait for bread business. Maser mina chama alatzonenet. So now you can take maser from the hot bread onto the cold bread. Hot bread over here, not being hot, meaning fresh and older bread, I think. How do they translate the chama answer in English?
Fresh hot bread.
Okay, but I think hot over here meaning fresher bread, like the better bread.
Translators
are Amaretz. No, they don't translate. That's Rashi. I already read that Rashi. Rashi says, Min ha-nachtom, not that a nachtom is a Amaretz. From a nachtom am ha-aretz. Not all nachtomim are Amaretzim. There are probably some very big Talmidei Chachamim who are nachtomim. This particular guy, we're talking about the halacha here, talking about a nachtom who's an Amaretz. Right? Rashi says, nachtom am ha-aretz. So he says, Masir min ha-chama la-tzonenet, u min ha-tzonenet la-chama, in both ways. In both directions. Look at this Mishra Shas, also Mishli Masechet Demai. All it's about Demai, right? Demai meaning Safek. It's all the Rabbanans. Ba'afilu mitfusim harbe. Do you remember? He says, even if it's all different styles of bread. What does it mean, tfusim harbe, right? So now, there's a long Rashi over here, which I want to read quickly. But I just want to get to the... let's just read the Gemara quickly, and then we'll go back and read this whole Rashi. So over here, let's actually read the Rashi here. Go to Rashi. Masir demai min achama. V'afilu mitfusin harbe, even with lots of different fusim, ein hakikrot tomot, they're all different loaves of bread. They look different shapes, different styles. V'yesh lomar, shenachtom azeh lakach kikrot shel tfusim mishachar, v'kikrot shel tfusim mishachar. And why they're all different shapes of bread, the assumption is that this nachtom bought from different suppliers. Each one's got their own shape of bread from different guys. V'ameh haaretz. Some do take off maaser, some don't take off maaser. So we don't know. That's why it's all a balaganya. Mishmash of some, there might be that you ought to take off, some you don't have to take off. Right? Maybe he didn't. And what does the Mishnah say over here? Right, this is the Rabbinah's Kashya. It's Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbinah, lokech min achto maaser min amachan. Afilu mitfusim abed, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can Mishmash from there, mafish min achiv v'raptor, because the one guy's chayv, one isn't. V'ein shem maser chalalav, if that would be the case. V'natan tevel akoyin. Now what's going to happen? You're min apator l'achiv, v'ein shem maser chalalav, v'nimtza she'ein chinegdu betukan. Lo chashinan b'demai l'achi. We don't worry, because what's the big problem? If he took off the maser, this guy, and this guy didn't, and you now bought, say, 10 of this type of loaf and one of that type of loaf, and you decide dafka to mafrish off the 10 types of loaves, or nine of one and one of the other. So you need mafrish from all of them. This guy who took off maaser. So you haven't taken off a whole amount. And now, because that had already been metukan. So you only had 9 out of 10 that weren't metukan. So when you took a tenth off, you're only taking a tenth off only of the one they weren't. Or they might have all been metukan and one wasn't. And you took off a lesser amount. Balagam, bekitzur. And even if he had taken off, then you can't metaken something during metaken. It's already taken off truma. So now you had other breads, which you took maaser from these breads on for those breads. These breads already been metukan. You can't take maaser of a metukan bread, correct? So the other foods become tevel. Right? So he says, Loch Hashinam, why? V'talinan l'meimah, we apply the dinya of tole, which basically we just accept. Michad gavra zavin, this guy bought for one person. Right? So now comes the question. If you want to follow just the fourth line of the wide lines, Rashi, they're coming very wide. V'yasu chizuk keshel Torah. You're telling me that now, that Rabbi Meir made a chizuk for Torah. We said not on the pigeon, but on the eating. So bishlom minatzone not ala chama. We understand when he went from cold, from the unfresh one to the fresh ones. So bishah chama yafe minatzone not lo chashin Rabbi Eli. Right. So we haven't got Rabbi Eli yet, but we'll see in a moment. How can you say it was machmi? Now let's go back into the Gemara. So we understand this big kasha over here of Ravina. Halokech minachto maaser min hachama, latzoneni min latzoneni lachama, v'afilu mitfusam yirayud, v'meir, bish. The words starts to explain, v'meir. So bish, lo min latzoneni lachama, but instead he went from the unfresh ones to the cold ones to the hot ones, because he passed like Rabbi Yalai. The words Rabbi Yalai says, in Yivamot, in Gidushin, in Baba Batri, we'll see it later on. Right? He says, Rabbi Yalai, minayin l'trem, rabbi narala yafa, shumatu truma, you can take from the bad, from the unfresh ones onto the better ones. It's good. Why? Shenemar. Bit of a difficult pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'lot isu alav chet b'haribchem et chelbo mimenu." If you take out the good ones, you take out the chelev, the best ones, you aren't doing a chet. So what do you mean aren't doing a chet? If I know kodesh, then you say it chet lama. If there's no kedusha in the first place, what chet are you doing? must be that the kedusha that the hafrasha works. Mikan the termina rale yafa she trumato truma. Talking about damai over here, right? And we see that we're more makel with the damai. Ela afilu mitfusim harbe, if they've got different types of breads. Why aren't we concerned that we're going to go from, we're going to take truma on chayev or something which was already patur, or from patur which something which was chayev? You see, we aren't concerned. So this is basically Ravina's whole kasha over here against Rav Yosef's answer that Rabbi Meir was machmir when it comes to eating and not machmir when it comes to the pidyon. We see over here that's not true. He went to go out eating. He wasn't machmir. Okay? I'd cut everybody happy with me. All right. So now, when we start off, I said that the Gemara said, I'm a Rava on Nun Amud Bet, Kashi le Rabbi Elazar. And then Shmuel, I'm a Rav Nachman, Shmuel, Haman, Rabbi Meir, Kishi le Chachami, made a Chizuk. And then we had Rav Sheshet's Kashi, but what do you mean? We saw from the Pidyon, the Nechoshet, etc. Then Rav Yosef's answer, no, he's only machmir on Achila. And now suddenly comes along Ravin and says, he's not even machmir on Achila. So what is going on over here? So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, like, what's the problem, says Abaya? Rabbi Elazar, Shapir Kekashile. Rabbi Elazar, good question. He started off with a good question. What was Rabbi, when Rav said, Rabbi Elazar, Kashia? Why are you machmir on demai? Why do you pull it together with maser, with truma, with chale and bikurim? They're all doraitas. Why are you coupling them all together there? And Shmuel said to Meir, he says, what does Abai say? Rabbi Elazar, that's a good question. However, what was the problem? Shmuel didn't give a good answer. And that's what led to this whole balagan over here. We had Rav Sheshet asking a kasha, Rav Yosef giving an answer, and then Ravina knocking out that answer. It says, the kasha to Rabbi Elazar, what was Rabbi Elazar's question? Mita de bidei shamayim, he asked the kasha, when it came to Truma and Maser Rishon, and Chale and Bikurim, or Truma and Maser, all those things are mita bidei shamayim. In other words, at the moment, Rav is telling us, they're less chamur than mita bidei Adam. And what did Shmuel give the answer? Shmuel said, no, he's machmir. Where did Shmuel bring the proof from? Shmuel brought the proof from Befana Nechtav Befana Nechtam, from Gittin, correct? Says Rabbi Elazar asked the Kashia, which was Mitab Bidei Shamayim, Ushmuel, Meshani Le Shmuel, Mitab Beitin. And Shmuel said that his answer was from Mitab Beitin. All right, look at Rashi over here. Ushmuel Deshani, Hamer Rimeir, Hivaiti. Raya, mina maybe get. That's a very second, very wide lines of Rashi. So he says, Lo Shapir Shanile. He never gave a good answer. So the Gemara says, Dilma Shani Mitat Beitin de Chamira. Maybe the reason why he never gave a good answer was because Mitat Beitin is more Chamur. And you answer for Mitat Beitin to prove that he was, Rabbi Meir was Mechazek, the Matbeah of Chachamim. But that was in the Mitat Beitin story, not in the Mitat Bidei Shamayim story. Right? But Rav Sheshet had a kashia on that answer of Shmuel. So says Abaya, for Rav Sheshet lo shapir kemotiv lei. And Rav Sheshet, when he had a kashia against the answer of Shmuel, he also didn't answer properly. Right, look at Rashi, lav shapir otvei, daha achilu, ki lo avid lei shapir, lav ba'almahu, wait, hold on. I'm going to get my Rashi's right over here. I'm Rabbi Rabbi Lai, the Kasher Lai, Ushmuel de Shani, Lo Shapir Shani Lai, Kasher Rabbi, the Kiyasu Chizuk Ra, because Rabbi Meir, look at the Rashi, yeah? The Kasher Lai, Rabbi Elazar, the third very ones of Rashi over here, the Kiyasu Chizuk, but Trumad Masa Shul Demai, Shikala, it's easier one, Shafiru Trumad Vadait, and in a Bemita Bidei Shamayim, in a Zar HaOchla. Right? That was the question we said, it was a Bidei Shamayim, and Mishan Lai Shmuel, Shasu Chiz Ibrahim, but Eshet Ish, She'isur Torah sheba mita bidei Adam v'hi chamura. Right, that's we've spoken about that so far. And it says Rav Sheshet as well. Now Abaya carries on and says, Rav Sheshet lo shapir kemotiv. This is the Rashi I'm reading now from the fifth lines of Rashi. Rav Sheshet otvei de Shmuel michilush lo asu bo chizuk bechilush shel demai. Right, so he says lo shapir otvei. It was also wasn't a good question. Akamot says Lo Shapir Motiv Lev, it's the same idea. Right? But he said, Ha Chilu, Kilo Avid Le Shapir, Lav Ba'almahu, The Lord tuchal lechol. Remember that was we saw it already in Rashi previously, right? That's a love. That kasha that Rav Sheshet owns, he said that also isn't good because that's just an issue of love. Look back in the Gemara. Rav Sheshet love dichtiv lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. So again, we've got a kasha here from original kasha of Lazar, which is mita b'day shamayim. Rav Sheshet asked the kasha, which was mita b'day Adam. Shmuel, says Rav Sheshet, his whole story really is only based on Lord Tuchal. It's a love. So we got Rav Elazar asking a kasha of mita b'day shama of a derabanan, coming along and saying no. Shmuel gives us an answer that Rabbi Meir was mechazek, but Rav Chachamim brings a kasha from Gittin, which is b'day Adam. Then Rav Sheshet asked the kasha on Shmuel, and he's basing it on a love. So far, Rav Elazar's whole question was on an Isur Doraita, Mita Bidei Adam. Shmuel proved it from Mita Bidei Shamayim. Sorry, Shmuel proved it from Mita Bidei Adam. Rav Sheshet asked the Kasher from Elav, says, Abai, what's going on over here? No one's basically answering the question. Everybody following what I'm saying? What's going on over here? Right, Abai brings the whole gambit here. He says, guys, the question was the Mita Bidei Shamayim. Shmuel proved from Mita Bidei Adam. Rav Sheshet asked the Kasher on Shmuel, but he actually asked from Elav. So let's get to Rav Sheshet, to Rav Elazar's real problem with the Mita B'day Shamayim story, right? And he says, He says, and then what Rav Sheshet asked, right? Rav Yosef was the one who gave a perfectly good answer to Rav Sheshet. Remember, he said that he makes a distinction between Achila and Pidyon. He says, but now Ravina, who asked the Kasher and Rav Yosef, Ravina ad demoti binachtom, why did Ravina choose Dafka to challenge Rav Yosef from a Nachtom, who he proved over here with a Nachtom remain wasn't Machmir? He could just as easily have Lesayele, he could have helped Rav Yosef, me paltar. Look here, Ravina attacked Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said the difference between Rav Meir is that he's Machmir on Achille, he's not Machmir on Pidyon. And he brought the proof of the Nachtom with the bread. You could do Pidyon in either direction you wanted, right? Remember, anybody with me? You could do the Chiluk, and he wasn't so worried about the thing. So he says, why did he go in that direction? He could have actually helped Rav Yosef and proven to Rav Yosef from the case of a paltar. You don't lokech min a paltar. If you take food from a paltar, the wholesaler, maaser mean called tfus for tfus. Remember, Rav Meir said you got to take maaser from every single tfus. As opposed to where he chose the Nachtom, Rav Meir said you don't have to worry. You can go anywhere you want. He could have proven from a paltar that Rav Meir is machmir. Elamait lachrenes. So bottom line, he says. So what do we really have to say over here, right? He talks about Ravina. Why did Ravina choose to go dafka the challenging way on the Nachtom, not on the paltar? Paltar mitrei tlate gabre zavin, because a paltar buys from lots of people, and a Nachtom nami michad gabru zavin. A Nachtom only buys from one. So that's why he decided from a paltar. It was obvious. What is exactly the same idea, right? If you look at Rashi over here, in the Ma'amar, my shna dechayish al paltar mishum demitrei tlatei zavin. Nachtom nami delo chashvi meir lo takshilech tiksavar nachtom mitoch she'en lo keach harbe. Yachad in the Ma'amar, bechad gavre zavin v'yesh adam echad osei kirop et fushin achalukin. Bottom line says, we try to say that even the paltar, that the nachtom, sorry, could have bought from many people, and that was our concern. He says, no, not really a concern. The nachtom, the retailing guy, he buys from one supplier. The paltar buys from two. It's not really the same thing. It was better that he asked the kasha, where he asked the kasha. So Abaya wants to say this whole thing is because of the wrong answer from Shmuel to begin with. Rava says no. He says Shmuel gave a good answer, right? Because even though you want to make a distinction between Mita B'day Shammai and Mita B'day Adam, at the end of the day, he says Shei Mita Ba'olam, they're all Isurei Mita, and therefore it was the correct answer for Shmuel to say Gittin, even though that's a Midday Adam and not B'day Shamayim, because Mita is Mita is Mita. You don't have to start by picking at every single one and getting difference between Mita B'Shad Adam and Adam, and then having Rava come along and say, one was a Lav, and one was a Mishta, one was a Ma, etc., 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 was a good answer, and we end off over there. Okay, everybody clear? Right, new Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Onah. So now we come on to Elu Dvarim. My father, where's my father? My father, yeah, yes. My father likes to always say, Ein on Abba Mekarkin. Okay, this is the source for Ein on Abba Mekarkin. All right. So Elud Varuch Elibona. These things haven't got enough. Avadim, Vashtarot. So Avadim, when you're sitting, Avadim, Shtarot, sitting documents. Rashi points out here, the document you sell, when you sell a debt. So you sell a contract to a guy of a letter of debt, and he now buys the debt from you. And he can go and claim the debt. Okay, no one on that. But Karkot and land, we know that it should have actually, I would imagine that Karak would have come first, because we always say that Avadim or Mukashim le Karak. And you have a Hegdesh short. Hegdesh as well. Look at Rashi. The Gizbar Mocher Hegdesh, Ia Mocher Olatol Shtafa Bomum. Right? If the Gizbar is hard to sell something, an animal who's got a mum or whatever the case is, no on that, on the Hegdesh. And Ein Lem Tashtume Kefil, there's no double payments. Velot Tashtume Arba Vechamisha. And likewise, if Rashi points out here, Im Tavachum, if you sold or you shechted it, Umishum Hegdesh Shot, it's Chichabit. That's only specifically to regards to Hegdesh. Right? Ilu Avadim Mishtarot Vekarkot, Lo Shachim Emet, Ilu Tashtume Arba Vechamisha. When it comes to land or Avadim Mishtarot, there's no 4 or 5. 4 or 5 is only on animals. So it's the Gizbar who sells Korbanot, they got a mum, whatever. Then if it was started in Shechted, etc., the 4 or 5 doesn't apply. A Shomer Chinam doesn't make a Shvua. Look at Rashi, Anishpa Shiloh Pashlid, he wasn't negligent. Was Kukutur Ali Shavale Head, there's no Torah on these things. Venose Sachar and Meshalem, right? Im Nignuhumi Menu. And all these things are here, they were stolen, right? There's no Shomer Chinam, even if you paid, doesn't have to pay if it was stolen from him. Motshawa and Meshalem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we'll get to that maybe in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, Kotchim Shuchai Bacharutan Yeshtawala. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. He makes the difference between kochim that you chayvin achrayut to kochim you on chayvin achrayut. What's the difference? You say haray alai or haray zeh. Remember? Like a neder or a nedabit sort of thing. If you make a neder, you say haray alai, I'm going to bring an animal, you dedicate the animal dies. There is achrayut on that animal. And then a word price says, I'm a haray alai or lav, if rishava, whom a man got a mum, whom you sold it, yesh dem ona'ah. There is ona'ah on that. So you can't think, I'd makdish the animal. Now I'm selling it because I got a mum, I can sell for whatever I want. There's still ona'ah with regards to that, right? Yes, ona'ah. The kavan de'im meto nignava chay bachrut is you chay bachruta. It's called yours. Va'al tonu. Just by the way, is Ed over here? Can you see Ed? The pasuk. This is the pasuk, Ed. We were looking yesterday for. I can't see Ed. Is Ed? There he is. Right? The pasuk for ona'ah min haTorah. This is the pasuk. Va'al tonu ishet achiv. Right? We saw it mentioned a couple of times. Va'al tonu ishet achiv. It just does it. What we haven't got a makor for in the Torah is with the machloket of the Tanaim, whether it's a 24th or a 12th or a 6th or a 3rd. Right, so that's a machloket Tanaim. Right. That's the fact that it is ona'ah is a pasuk in the Torah. How much is ona'ah? Since it's a machloket Tanaim. Okay, that's the best. I saw an article in Encyclopedia Talmudic. Yahadut. I actually thought I'd send. Did I send it out this morning or not? I didn't. Okay. Well, I wanted to. Okay. That's the case. So this is the pasuk over here, right? Vachayesh de'ona. Rashi brings Eruch Habachut and Emona. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Mocher Sefer Torah. Right. Rabbi Yehuda says as well. Sorry. No, someone's talking here. Not that. Right. Okay. I muted him. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher, Sefer Torah, if you said a Sefer Torah, or a Behem, or an animal, or a margarit, or a pearl, Ein Lem Ona. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amru Lecha, Rachachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Lo Amru Ela Et Eilu. Only the first list that we had in the Mishnah, which is the Avadim, Shtarot, Karkot, and Hegdeshot, haven't got Ona'a. Everything else has got Ona'a. Okay, the Gemara says, Binali Mili. Right? So where do we know these things from Psukim? Right, that the shtar, the eved, the karka, and the hegdesh. So it says, Tana Banan, quite a bright, the chitim krumim karamin amitech. When you sell something to your friend, like a movable, something you sell, or kano miyad amitech, you buy from him. Right, it says, Davar hanikne miyad liyad, something which is a movable, it goes from hand to hand, you can actually hand it over. Yatsu karkot, it excludes karkot, sha'im etaltibir, which aren't movables, yatsu avadim. And excludes Avadim, Shehuk Shula Karkot. That's why I was surprised that Avadim came first in the Mishnah, not Karkot came first in the Mishnah, right? Because all based Avadim, we know all the time, are attached from Exarish Shabbat to Karkot. Yatsu Shtarot, excludes Shtarot as well. Dichtiv Echitim Kuru Mimkar. You have to sell something, look what the Gemara says, Shegufo Machur Vegufo Kanui, which you're actually buying the article, the object itself. That is what you sold, and that's what's bought. Yatzu shtarot. Exclude the document. Why she'en gufo machu ben gufo kanui? A contract, on the other hand, you aren't actually buying the contract. If you're going to buy the contract because you wanted the paper, you wanted the parchment or something, that would be a metaltelin. But then you're buying what's written in the contract. And all the contract is just basically to serve what you did. That's what the writer says. If you sold the shtarot, the actual document itself, to like a perfume maker, to a basam from Boston, Rashi says, Laturbem avkatsim amanim, like a pharmacist. And he wanted to put all his ground up herbs and stuff inside those things as a packet. So then, yesterday when I would have on her, there was a shtar. If you're buying it for the parchment or for the paper, it's like buying paper or parchment. If you're buying it for what's written in the contract, it isn't on her. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Pshita, is that obvious, all these things you're telling me? Gemara says, not obvious. Why? We needed to mention all these things to come in and exclude what was Rav Kahana wanted to say. What did Rav Kahana say? Amar Einan Ala Prutot. He wanted to say even Prutot, right? Look at Rashi. Astam Mocher Shtarot Levasam Ein Shema Mekach Isar B'Yachad Ela Shel Prutot. He says those are small, such small amounts, or now wouldn't apply to them with such a low value. And we want to say Kamashvan Yesh on Ala Prutot. So even if it's a small value, even say like one Prutot, two Pruta, right? There's still on Ala even in that. And the Gemara says, Hekdesh shot. Where did I Hekdesh shot from? That is no ona'a. Amakra, achiv, velo Hekdesh. Right? The pasuk there says, Vechitimunim kol amitecha, o kolom yad amitecha, al tonu ish et achiv. Right? You should, it's your brother. In other words, it's between people, not between the Beit HaMikdash, Hekdesh, and individual. So now, Matkiv, Rabbi Bar Memel. So it says, you're, it says over there, we said, what did we say at the very beginning? We said, Vechitimunim kol amitecha, o kolom yad amitecha, devar akan nikne, miyad le yad. So now, Matki Rabbi Bar Memel, Kol Echad Ektiv Yado, Yado Mamash. What do you mean? Yad, Yad means Mamash, from hand to hand. Yad's a euphemism for from people's possessions, right? Who Ela Me'atad Ektiv? That's the case. Vayikach Et Kol Atzo Miyado. Yeah, the quotes of Pasuk there, Ki Cheshbon Ir Sichon Melech Amorihu. When they went toward Amori, who Nilcham Melech Moav? He fought Melech Moav. Vayikach Et Kol Atzo Miyado Ad Arnon. Tell me, he took the whole land in his hand? Well, he had this huge hand and he picked up all his land in his hand. What do you mean, Yado Mamash? Can't be Yado Mamash. Right? Vikacha da Kotu Yado, Hachinam in the whole Arab Yado, not going to take everything in his hand. Elamir Shuto, Hachinam Shuto. No, Yad means from Rashut to Rashut. From one person's domain to another person's domain. What are you talking about? Bechol Echad Ichtiv Yado, Lav, Yado Mamashu? No, it's not. It's Yad Mamash. Allah, there you're back. Vatanya. Didn't we have a bride to you, Matzeti Matzeb Yado? Pasuk says, "Avia imimatzet imatzet eni eliyado." This pasuk avia says, "Imatzet imatzet aganeva mishor vatchamor atzechaim." If something was stolen, it's in his hands. So that we know it's only his hands. Eni eliyado. How do we know if he's a gago chatur? If he stole on put it on his roof, or he locked his courtyard, or cabi four, or his patio, whatever the case may be. Not also considered stolen. Talmud Amar imimatzet imatzet mikom makom. Ah, the pasuk they said, "Ihimatzeh, timatzeh, double lashon." That's what includes everything. Timer, the karachmani matzeh, timatzeh. That's why the pasuk said, "Ihimatzeh." If it is there, it is there. V'halav achi didn't write that. Havamina kol echad ichtav yado, yado mamashu. So we see that as a rule, yado means mamash. Mamash is hand. There was an exception, but two and further. Another example goes says, "Tani, we got a brighter, and this brighter be as going gittin." V'natan b'yada, got to get to her hand. And yele yada, that's only her hand. And if you put it on a roof, gagal, chacho, kapifa, in a courtyard or on a roof, etc. Minayin, tamud amar, v'natan, mikol makom. There it says, because v'natan b'yada. V'tam b'dekad rechaman, v'natan. Ha'alav ha'chid, then written v'natan. Now, v'natan, kol echad etav yado, yado mamash. In other words, we're saying over here is that the Gemara needs to sometimes explain to us, yado as a rule means yado. There are exceptions when yado can be expanded and include other areas as well. But as a rule, yado on its own, without any additional words, prefixes or suffixes or anything which expands means yado. So the Gemara says, okay, Eli, you're right, we accept that this is the klal. Kol yado ilo mamashu. And there, shariyatam, and there we go back to answer our original question, which asked about the Bilchama b'Midyan, Emori, sorry, in what Moav, he says there, Eli, kol yado ilo mamashu, v'shaniyatam, delek lemachi ela birshuto. There, it was an exception, it meant birshut. But really, Yado is Yado Mamash. We accept the Gemara's brighter vechitim, the brighter vechitim, krumim kar l'amitecha, kanok miyad amitecha, tavar hanikna miyad liyad. That is the standard. Therefore, metaltelin have got ona'a, all these things which aren't metaltlin aren't or na. So now by Rabbi Zaira, what Shul's quarter past, eh? By Rabbi Zaira, schirut yesh lo now enon nafsa. Question, Rabbi Zaira asks a question. What about a rental? If you own, if you buy a property, so there won't be ona, rakos karka. What if you're renting? Can you overcharge on a rental contract? Is rental like buying or rental like you, not? Look, it says that, yeah. Mimkar amarachman, it's a purchase. What?
How can you overcharge on rental?
Quite easy. The market price for rental is 10,000 shekels a house, and you've, you charge a guy 14,000 shekels a house, and you guy lands your neighbor, you've got a clue what the price is. You're a sweet talker, and he thinks, oh, this is a nice guy, I like his house, take for 14,000 shekels a month. And suddenly everybody else is in Israel, he's paying 10. Happens all the time. Hey?
That's not
Salman, just so you know, that's the law as well in Israel. It's not just in the law, it's actually the law in Israel through the court of Akhenaten University. But if in the market the price is X and you didn't know and we charge you X times a certain amount, you can take him to court on it.
So it's overcharging, Salman, it's overcharging. Okay. So by Rabbi Zaira, Schirut yesh lo na ven lo na. Says Mimkar Amar Rav Chmana. Maybe it's only if you actually a transaction on a rental or deal with loss to make that difference. So Amar Abaya says Miktiv Mimkar Le Olam Mimkar Stamikativ. It doesn't say Mimkar Le Olam. Now if he said over here Mimkar La Olam, is there a Rashi on that? No. Mimkar Ba Olam. Give me a translation on that Mimkar La Olam, please. Mimkar le'olam. Okay. Rabbi, mikti mimkar, does it have to be forever? No, mimkar, just a transaction, samakativ. V'hai nami, v'yom emekhiru, and now for the day, you bought it. So Rabbi says, what you have, Amina? You bought it for the day, or you bought it for the month, you bought it for the year, so you bought it, and therefore there shouldn't be ona'ah. Right? So Rabbi, Rabbi, chitin v'zarin v'karkabar. Now what about chitin, you got wheat, v'zaran, and they've been planted in the ground. Now, we said a moment ago, wheat is a commodity, right? If it wasn't planted in the ground, it shouldn't be ona'ah. Now it's planted in the ground. And on land, there's no ona'ah. Now you're selling the land with the wheat. So yesh dem ona'ah en dem ona'ah. Is there ona'ah or not? Command, now the question is, command is shadyan b'kadet damyan. Do we say that the wheat is if it was planted in a pot? And then it'd be ona'ah because all movables. Or deal with back, you know, like Avkar Ara, maybe it's losing its identity because it's planted in the land. Therefore, now becomes part of the land. So if you sold the land with, and the wheat, you charge separately, and you overcharge on the wheat, right? On that planted, you wouldn't be, it wouldn't be on now. So you want to say, wait a second, what's going on over here? Just 1 second. Hey, Chidani, what's our scenario here? Elamed Amar Ihu Shadavashit. If you tell me you're charging a guy because you arranged with somebody that he would plant 6 times the amount of seeds, Vatu Sadev Amin witness came along and said, the Lord Shadabai Edachamsha, he only planted 5. So that's a shtut. Yeah, the deal, if you paid a guy to go and plant it, we try to understand, what do you mean by wheat planted in the ground? So not clear the scenario that I gave a second ago. So we have a different scenario. You paid a guy to go and plant your ground for, you said, I don't understand, but he says over here, Rava says an important halacha, that anything which is b'midah b'mishka or b'minyan, which you can clearly see if the guy did it right or not, you ordered 10, you ordered a dozen, you ordered 100 or 50 kilos or 30 cubes, or something which is clearly identifiable and measurable and ascertainable, if the guy didn't do what he did, you unravel the deal. We don't care or not. If I bought from you a dozen eggs and you sell me 10, oh, I sold you 10. I only took off 1.5%. I don't care. I ordered a dozen eggs. Take your money back. Right? Or if I ordered a kilo of goods from you and I weighed at home and it's 800 grams, oh, okay, big deal. So only 800 grams. No, I ordered a kilo. If this pack is not a kilo, I'll give you my money back, right? So he says, that can't be the place. Elad Amar, what's going on over here? Elad Amar Ihu, he told him, Shadabai Kedabailach. You know, you do what you think is the right thing. He didn't do what the right thing was. So now, yesh demona, enemona. That's our question. The Gemara says, come on, the Shadabai Kedabailach. I mean, do we say that if he planted in a pot plant and it's all not attached to the land and is or not, or deal with it, you know, like Avara, it's a lost identity in the land? Another question. You can see where this is going now, right? We've got a couple of questions coming up. Nishbain alein or anishbain alein? Can you make a shvua? Do you make the guy make a shvua? Im hoda be miktzat. If actually, if he was worried about miktzat. Kegon tanu piskat, right? Kegon, he says over here, says kegon Rashi nishvan im hoda b'miktzah kegon tanup. Pasakti bi di zor vav shemasat lecha v'zara chamesh. He admits that he only did chamesh. What is the miktzah? Right? Or ein nishvan alein or not? She says kaman shen bekado nishvan alein or di bebetin agav arav ein nishvan. Like in a pot plant, it would be all movables. Yes or not? Omer matirin or ein omer matirin. Now whatever it is, the omer, they brought the omer now, and these things are planted in the ground, and they brought omer. And the omer is matir stuff, right? To eat it or not, have it eaten. So the question is, what case would be? Either ishush tanina, if they've taken root, so there's no problem. We've learned that. The law ishush, also learned it. It's not, if ishushu koin omer, omer matir, if they were already taking root before the omer they could eat them now, will they become right? This omer was good for us. V'im lav asuri nat shevo omer abai, and if not, not. So what are you talking about? Right? So what's the law shecha? What? First day of the Omer, wow, Robert's on the ball, eh? Shush, goach. Today's the Omer, right? Today, Mamash will be the Omer. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, right? So he says, Lord Chich, he says, no, what's the case? The Chadzdinu Vazarinu Kolim Omer. What happened was, you took the, look at Rashi, Mina Chadash, you took the Chadash, by Yuchichin Shachim Omer Lachlan. Really, the Omer should have helped you, but you, instead of eating them, you planted them in the ground. Right? Now, Vatli Omer Vachalifa Levaya. Now, the Omer came today, you planted it last week. And today was the Omer. V'lo Ishus, you hadn't yet taken root yet called Omer. So Mahu, what do we say? Can you take them out of the ground? Mahu, Lamin Katu Mechame, can you take them out of the ground and eat them? Because they were part of the previous Omer already. Or maybe you stuck them in the ground now. Or Mekamanda Shadim Bekada Dami Vashrin. And if you just put them in your pot plant, you can take them out. But now if they're in the ground, people about, you know, remember they lost their identity with the gods, because they became land now. And now you can't use them in spite of the Omer. Gemara says, Taiku, all these questions are left unanswered. Have a good day. Mu'adim Nesimcha.